Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 2nd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. YouTube confirmed it's testing a premium Lite subscription, offering ad-free viewing for €6.99 a month without other YouTube premium features like offline downloads or background playback. The feature is currently testing in Belgium, Denmark, Finland, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Norway, and Sweden. YouTube said this is an experiment and could roll out more plans based on feedback. Intel's general manager of its client computing group, Gregory Bryant, posted a quickly deleted photo with some specifications for Thunderbolt 5. The photo claims this will offer up to 80 gigabits per second connections over USB-C, using a novel 3-bit data signal that boosts bits per signal from previous Thunderbolt implementations by 50%. Square intends to acquire the Australian buy now, pay later finance company Afterpay in a $29 billion deal. This would be Square's largest acquisition. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission still needs to review and approve the deal. According to an analysis by the nonprofit SkyTruth and Global Fishing Watch, since August 2020, over 100 warships from at least 14 European countries, Russia, and the US have had locations faked using the Automatic Identification System, or AIS. These faked locations were often in disputed or into territorial waters of another country and lasted up to days at a time. Researchers were not able to tie the fake signals to any country, organization, or individual, but they shared common characteristics, indicating they came from the same actor. The security firm Armis published details on a series of 9 security vulnerabilities called Pwned Piper impacting the TransLogic pneumatic tube system currently used in over 3,000 hospitals to move things like lab samples and medicine. An attack on a hospital's internal network could effectively use the vulnerabilities to take over the entire tube network. TransLogic says a software update for all but one of the vulnerabilities has been developed, with a mitigation technique available for the unpatched vulnerability. Klipsch released the $299 T5-2 ANC wireless earbuds, which, as the name suggests, includes active noise cancellation, as well as IPX4 water resistance and wireless charging. It also includes integrated Broggy gesture controls, letting users nod to answer calls or skip tracks by shaking your head. Twitter announced the Algorithmic Bias Bounty Challenge, offering prizes between $500 and $3,500 for researchers who identify potential harms of the company's image cropping model. Twitter is re-releasing the code for the model, and participants will build their own assessments on it based on both quantitative and qualitative methods. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority launched a merger investigation into Facebook's proposed acquisition of the CRM startup Customr. A decision is due September 27th. The European Commission also launched an in-depth investigation into the deal, with a ruling due December 22nd. A new study from Purdue University looked at if using dark mode on a phone with an OLED screen, which doesn't backlight black pixels, actually saves battery life. The researchers found that if a display is at 30 to 50% brightness, switching to dark mode uses 3 to 9% less power. At 100% brightness, dark mode uses 39 to 47% less power. Google rolled out a progressive web app for Google Meet. Users will be able to install the app in any Chromium-based browser. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple looks likely to barely achieve its transition for the full Mac line to Apple Silicon by its stated two-year goal of November 2022. In 2022, Gurman expects the iMac lineup to be fully moved over to Apple Silicon, as well as a revamped smaller Mac Pro. He also expects an update to the current Intel Mac Pro, with the recent Xcode beta indicating it will use Intel Ice Lake Xeon W3300 workstation CPUs. The messaging app Telegram now supports up to 1,000 viewers on group video calls, although participants remain limited to 30. The app also added screen sharing for video calls and supports higher resolution video messages. Google now allows the Chrome for Android app to be used as a two-factor authentication security key method for Google accounts. When signing in on a desktop, users will get a phone notification that someone is trying to sign in on a nearby device. After confirming the sign-in on Chrome, the phone will connect over Bluetooth to confirm proximity. And finally, IKEA announced two smart air purifiers in its Starkvind line, available as a standalone model or integrated into a side table for $129 and $189, respectively. The purifiers offer 5 fan speeds and can be automatically controlled or managed through IKEA's app or its trod-free smart home hub. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.